Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Coincidences. We all have them, and in many cases, that just seems to be what they are. Sometimes the paths of life that we go down or that previous family members have gone down tend to repeat themselves in certain ways, shapes, and forms. Maybe not identically, but maybe you end up at the same church or the same restaurant or get married in the same place that other family members did. Is that a coincidence or is that just kind of part of life, especially if you're in the same area? When it starts to get off further and deeper out of just the normal beaten path that you tend to go down every day, then it starts to raise some eyebrows. Like, why would we have this in common? Something that is not on our normal cycle of a day or a week or a month or a year. And you start to wonder, what is this in me that was also in them, family members who've come before us, that we're drawn to certain places and certain things, especially when it's not a learned behavior? What is that? Is that a coincidence? Or is that something deeper? Is that something calling us to them? Calling a family to it? What is that all about? In our next story, we hear about many coincidences that one woman starts to recognize that happens in her family as she moves into adulthood and the next phase of her life as she gets married. Take a listen. My grandmother passed away this year. There are always signs for me. Things I dream about, hear whispered in my ear, or things in everyday life that I notice. My grandmother got very sick right as I was getting married in June. No one wanted to tell me exactly how sick. She'd been battling congestive heart failure for more than a year, but she was 94 years old and as sharp as ever. I suppose we thought she could never die. So many close calls avoided. She was the backbone of the family. She held all our different personalities together in a beautiful woven design. When my husband asked me to marry him, I knew things were changing. My grandmother would tell me so many cool stories of her and my grandfather, whom I'd lost 7 years ago. She'd tell me about their wedding and their honeymoon, things I'd never known. Little did I know that we had chosen the same location for our honeymoon that they did. Little did I know, we got married in the same month they did. Coincidence, I guess. On the day of my wedding, she was incredibly sick. We decided to go see her before we left that week for our honeymoon. And as always, she was still sharp as a whip. She spoke to both of us for about an hour when no one was watching us and I was holding her hand. She said, "You're going to be okay now. He's so wonderful. I love you." We planned to come back to see her on our way home from the honeymoon. In the car, I distinctly heard my grandfather's voice say in my ear, "It's time, Gob." That was my childhood nickname. At that point, I knew he was coming to take her home, and it wouldn't be long. That final weekend, my grandmother had slipped away. She was breathing, but she wasn't speaking. She was just resting at this point. She was comfortable. I went to stay with her and my aunt and two female cousins. We all stayed by her side. We told stories of growing up together. We laughed and we cried. At one point, my aunt laid her phone down by my grandmother's ear. We played a recording of my son's piano performance for her. Then we played some bagpipe music for her. That was her favorite. When the bagpipe stopped, it was quiet, and we all heard a crash from the kitchen. Everyone looked at me to go see what happened because they know I've been on investigations before and completely believe in the paranormal, and I'm not afraid of it. I walk into the kitchen, assuming some plates shifted in the sink, but there are no dishes. Can't figure it out. I see a basket lying on the floor. It has a loop at the top that sits on a metal peg about 4 inches tall. My grandma kept her plastic bags in it. I've seen a lot of things in the years I've done investigations, most of which I could explain away, but not this one. It was impossible for this basket to come up and off this metal peg. It weighed probably a pound and had to come up 4 inches and fall. Nothing was close to it, and no one was there except us. I truly believe my grandmother was telling us she had already left her shell of a body, and that was her last time to get our attention and tell us thank you for the music. I'll never forget this moment, as it's one of the few experiences I know to be completely paranormal. But my paranormal experiences with my family do not end there. My next experience, I purchased a trailer. My son and I were very excited to be starting over together in this little home. I knew some backstory of the home and assumed it may have some slight weirdness to the energy, but this was before I really started to understand cleansing a space and the need to clear out old energy before you enter that space. The first experience I had was home alone. My son was out playing and I was reading a book on my couch. I remember thinking, good Lord, he's really in there snoring away, before my mind caught up and I remembered I was home alone. As soon as I realized I was alone, the sound from the back bedroom stopped. I got up calmly and got my purse and went to a friend's house for the evening. The second thing that happened in my home was I came home from the store. It was evening, so it was dark. Now, if you park in front of my house, you can see straight through into my kitchen. I had the blinds open earlier that day and hadn't closed them yet. I was on the phone in my driveway chatting away. I investigate my kitchen and see the perfect outline of a man standing in the kitchen. The light in the living room was behind them, and since the kitchen light was off, all I could see was the outline. I wasn't really scared until I remembered there shouldn't be anyone in my house. It took a moment to sink in. I wasn't used to being single yet. As I realized this, I turn the car off, look up, and it's gone. I decide I'll check the front door if it's open. I'll call the cops because I knew I locked it. If it was locked, then this wasn't a person. It was something else. The front door was locked as I left it. I went to pocket knife in hand, search the whole house. Absolutely nothing. I reached out to a friend who had more experience than me with cleansing homes. After I cleansed the house and started to sage every 3 to 4 months, I haven't noticed a thing. I do, however, notice when I wait too long with saging. Bad energy, bad attitudes, weird bad luck start to happen. The thing people need to understand is saging doesn't clear everything out forever. You need to continue to sage every few months because things wander in, especially if you're staring into the abyss and they start to stare back. Once you're noticed, things will start to follow you. That's why I take precautions on my interest in the paranormal and protecting myself, my son, and my home. The weirdness never seems to end with my family.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.